Episode 187.
Welcome to Dorktown, the podcast that shot first.
We'll shoot last, too, because we'll be the last ones fucking standing.
Yep, last one standing.
Pay your fucking respects.
That's right.
This is a podcast last breaking podcast back.
People don't even know we exist.
This is a
fuck. We've been here longer than you.
They won't know that we were the last ones standing.
That's right.
Like, only we will know.
Like
you will know
others.
Us by the trail.
All
of
podcasting
dead.
Dies, and there's no
but
other podcast.
Not
left.
All those others that get articles and shit written about them.
Dorktown will still be alive.
Fuck cereal.
Fuck them.
Dorktown. Fuck cereal. That's our tagline now.
Cereal.
Welcome back for 10 years.
Fuck all cereal. All of it.
Oh no! Whoa!
You said fuck cereal.
I cereal the podcast with an S.
Oh, you're not talking about cereal breakfast cereal?
No.
We could
cereal
do
is maybe the the most thinking, perfect
sir.
Food there is.
Yeah.
Where you just it takes you approximately 20 seconds to fix it.
Yeah, but don't you
and
think
then
about
it's
it?
Wonderful.
It's like food in a box.
Yeah, and it works.
If you think
exactly,
about it,
makes
you
it more awesome.
It is food from a box.
What's better than a bowl of Lucky Charms? What's
bowl,
better than a
bowl of meat?
No, well,
carcass,
bowl meat,
bowl
meat
carcass,
carcass meat,
meat carcass,
chewing on a piece of carcass.
If we hadn't already done a cereal or game, I would just start rattling it off right now. But no, we've done it all. Over 10 years of podcasting, you've done it all.
We have.
There's nothing left.
Yep.
But yet we still keep going.
Yeah. We're still wondering why.
This isn't an official 10-year show. Next episode will be.
It will
even
be?
Though our 10-year anniversary will happen in between this show and the next. So,
oh, we'll, meaning the
10
next.
Years will be behind us for our official 10-year anniversary show.
It'll be 10
between
years
this
reminisced.
Show and the next is right. going to be our 10-year?
Well, it will, the date, the
oh,
official
the date.
Date will
okay.
happen. We'll cross over our birthday.
So the next episode's going to be our...
Yeah,
the
really special.
One, yeah. It's going to be really special. Special. Should
so
we ring
things,
champagne?
Things
so we
got
to get
yeah.
it together and do things.
You're going to wear tuxedos?
For it.
Wow. Yeah, put That's your tux crazy. On. You got a
tuxedo
podcast
t-shirts?
And a tux. Tux shirts. We'll be all good.
Maybe
we're
we'll
having...
get drunk and skinny dip in the pool.
Wow. Well, that's...
This
I think that would
just
be highly like... inappropriate. Huh?
I think that would be highly inappropriate. Skinny dipping.
It's not okay. People,
the human body should not
way.
Be shown.
I did it one time, and it was a bunch of... We were all 16, and my
you
friend lived
germs.
In this big mansion on the hill in Tiburon. That, and, like, the neighbors could totally see us doing it. We're all drunk. Our parents weren't home.
Dang, those neighbors are loving it.
Uh-huh.
That husband there was just like... This is the best day of my life.
Oh, my God, that's terrible, but wow. That's.
Yes,
I got
to
make sure they're safe.
Yes,
I'm going to make
this
sure
is
I'm
terrible.
Gonna watch. I'm watching.
It's terrible what
they
they're
might
doing.
Drown.
I want to make sure.
They might drown.
They said to keep an eye on the house.
Keep an eye on those girls.
Keep an eye on the girls.
Wow.
Yeah. That might have been one of the, like, funner times if I'm with a bunch of chicks. Wow. It was fun. We didn't do anything weird. We just swam naked.
We didn't think you did. You went there. We didn't. We didn't do any lesbian stuff,
you guys.
You
didn't do any, like, synchronized swimming in the nude?
Yeah. Sure.
Handstands?
It might have happened. Yeah, handstands.
In the shallow part?
Who in,
we were. We
who
were
in that group
that.
Initiated the skinny dipping?
The girl who lived in the house.
Oh, okay.
Tracy.
Guys, let's all skinny dip. I never do this here.
It was rad because our house overlooked the city, and we were doing it. It was rad. It was fun
Wait,
having some rich
doing
friends
it,
doing it.
In the pool?
Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
When
huh?
everybody took their clothes off, they started doing it?
Hmm.
I'm lost.
She's no. trying to think.
No, nothing.
What happened?
Of that sort happened.
Huh.
Although that girl later on, her boyfriend, So her best friend and this other girl, her boyfriend, and then I was hanging out with them. And one night, like, I passed out on the couch outside along with her. And I woke up and, like, realized that the three of them were in there having a threesome. Mind you, we were in high school. So, yeah, I left. I left,
actually. That's advanced. That's advanced sexual
that was advanced
play for
for
high
me.
Schoolers.
That was were advanced they? For me at the time. I was like, what's the... I hear sucking.
This
is traumatic.
Traumatic.
I left.
No! That must be some good... But if you could hear the sucking...
Yeah. On the couch, and
if
that's
you
the
could
girl.
Hear the sucking, that's
oh, that
fucking,
is some loud
that's
sucking.
A good sucking.
I know.
Right there.
I hung out with some bad girls.
Fucking A.
But I took off. I wasn't into that. I know. I was like...
Good old fashioned sucking.
Hellbird.
Damn, that's some good old fashioned sucking. I'm getting the hell out of here.
That scares me.
I was young. Jeez, Louise, guys, come on. You should be wanting
yeah,
me to
I
be
experienced
like that.
All, I experienced that in high school all the time.
I know.
It was just crazy.
Welcome into my life.
It was just all the time with me.
That
was like I couldn't get away with it.
I couldn't get away from it. I had to fight it off.
Yeah.
That was my biggest issue in high school was fighting off women. All right, that's enough. That's enough, okay? I gotta go to sleep.
I gotta study. I gotta work
in the morning.
Tomorrow. I gotta work in the morning. I gotta work in the morning.
Come on. That's why I'm tired.
Gotta deliver papers.
I have some things I have to do. Important.
Is there anything you guys have been being a dork about lately? Doing a lot of being all into and stuff. Like, this is super rad. I really like this. No? All right, cool.
Wait, I'm trying to think.
All right. I have been being a dork about, there's on Spotify. There's, if you just search through the channels and whatnot, I went into the metal channel, and then there's a thing called Metal Talks. Where it's it's like storytellers, but with the a metal band, and they're Mastodon
original.
Is on there.
Mastodon. Very original.
Mastodon.
Got it.
So in the metal section, and then so they'll have Mastodon on there, and they'll tell a story about something, and then they'll play a song from whatever. That story inspired.
Like off a Mariah Carey album or something?
Yeah. Right, well, they will play...
a Mariah Carey song.
It like mixes it up between their own songs and then some other band song that was influenced them in some way or something like that.
Like Belle Biv DeVoe?
It's kind of like a super cool podcast.
Bobby Brown?
Yeah, Bobby Brown. Yeah, Bobby Brown's a big influence on Mastodon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every little step they take.
Every
step I make will be together. Girl. I can't sleep at night. I toss and turn,
God,
listen
go.
To the radio, the telephone.
New edition was so much better.
The fucking thing.
Just listen to something.
That thing you plug. Mike, last night, we were out talking to this girl, and he was explaining things. Never mind. He was explaining phones. And he's all, you know that thing you plug into the wall? Nobody knows what they are anymore.
That old-timey thing you plug into the wall? And there's dial tone. Remember dial tone?
Remember dial tone?
Is there something you guys have been...
I've been dorking out on a show. I started watching Fob.
Fresh off the boat?
Yeah.
Is that any good?
Well, I watched the first like four episodes.
It's like Asian family?
It's cute. It's kind of funny.
It's cute.
It's got its.
See, I thought, always thought that term was kind of racist.
No, man.
No, using it for a television show.
No, it's all good.
No, it's fine. It's fine. He's a fob. This is fob.
There's different kinds of fobs.
Yeah.
That's just the yellow kind.
Wow.
They have different color fobs too. Trust me.
All right.
They do.
All right.
The best movie I watched on Netflix in the last week was this movie called Bernie that my father told me to watch. It was random. But it's about this man who's like totally super like Christian and like helps out with everything in town. He's like super friendly and then he flips. And I'm not telling you just because I think you should watch it. And
who
it's
is,
Jack
who's
Black.
He's like a funeral.
Yeah. Funeral Director.
I started watching
awesome movie.
I watched like the first 10, 15 minutes of it and I stopped. I never watched
the
rest
of it. You need to continue to watch it. It is a good movie. It goes on.
Right. I got to check that one out.
It gets dark, people. Bernie.
I geeked out on the Iron
Shirley
Sheet.
Shirley MacLaine, huh?
I'll tell you about mine after yours. Keep going with yours.
Oh, I'm cool. I'm done. That's pretty much. I don't want to talk more because I'll give away parts. It's good. That's all I recommend. Bernie, Jack Black. It's on Netflix. Pull it up. Watch it. It's really, like, if you dark like that dark kind of, it's dark comedy even. Like, it's very deep and weird and sick.
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 We're enjoying Pliny the Elder on this episode. Not Becky, but
No.
Did you need something?
I might get up and get something. I'm cool. I'm all good.
I hope you're enjoying a tasty beverage from Russian River right now.
Unless you're driving, then I hope you have some kind of coffee beverage.
Cheers.
I hope you have an ice chest next to you and a seat next to you.
Or a nice coffee beverage.
With your Uber driver, of course.
With your Uber driver. Mm.
If you can find an Uber driver, they'll let you drink beer in the back of his car.
Yeah.
Does that happen? Bro, is this cool?
How about if someone gets like a blowjob in the back of the car?
In an Uber car?
Get a Hummer and an Uber.
See, like, yeah, and like a taxi.
I'm sure that happens.
You ever got an Uber Hummer?
I'm sure there's someone pulling that.
In an official taxi, it seems less like seedy. Like, it's kind of like, hey, taxi driver, just, you know, drive.
Taxi cab confession.
You can enjoy this. Yeah, but like an Uber where it's like somebody's personal car. Be a little. That's another level.
Yeah,
that's
but
next
if you're
level.
Really drunk, you don't care.
Yeah,
this is true.
Not like I'm saying I've done that. I'm just saying like I've been drunk to that point where I probably wouldn't have cared about doing something like that to somebody. Not recently. Yeah. Wow.
Not recently.
I've never done that. Yeah, yeah. Mike's never done that.
Wow.
Given a blowjob?
No.
Oh.
I've been that drunk.
Oh, okay.
Mike's been that drunk.
Mike has been that drunk.
He's tried to give himself a blowjob.
On his 30th birthday, particularly.
Kevin Smith says you can do this.
I'm trying.
I'm doing it.
I remember just everyone walking over his body at his birthday party on his 30th birthday.
Over his body.
It's so funny. It's out blocking everybody from getting to the room.
Whatever.
Happy 30th.
I can remember a work party, your work party, where you were done in 30 minutes, you're already in your bedroom, passed out.
Yeah,
and I had to entertain a bunch of your work friends that I barely knew the rest of the night.
That was my early 20s.
It was like the first time I'd seen Becky like that drunk.
I was drunk.
And I didn't know what to do. Like,
I
was on the brink
of
bringing her to the hospital.
You didn't know what to do?
No, I was not that.
You didn't know what to
do? Well, like, she was like, no, it's the first time I'd see her pass out from drinking, basically.
You know what
like,
you're supposed to do after that, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Take him to the car. Put her in places that they normally say no to.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Bowels.
That's
inappropriate.
Bad. That's bad.
Inappropriate.
That's bad.
They don't know.
You're being bad right now. Don't do that.
Nasty.
So, we went to, speaking of relationships, we went to Yosemite for our anniversary, Bells and I.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun.
No, we went to, we had a big,
joined
a
circle jerk.
One on, what?
Wow.
Okay. We had a big bucket list
that
place.
That is not true.
That is kind of visual of something.
Yeah. Wow. Were you part of that Bullard High circle jerk?
No, I was not.
It was the infamous Bullard High in our era where there was the baseball team did a circle jerk.
I was like a fig keg crew. I was a Lost Lake keg crew.
that was your gang
river
affiliation?
Keg crew. Anything that had a keg, I was by it.
I'm on that crew.
I was on that crew.
Whatever keg crew, you were in that crew.
Hey, I'm in it.
Hey, guys.
What do you do? I just kind of walk up and help them drink the beer.
Keg crew. Never had to go find a keg?
It's always there. You already
know. It's just always there.
You always know where it's. Always know where it's at.
Find a fig orchard and
it's fantastic.
Fig orchard and keg up.
It's fucking sexy.
No, but a big bucket list for us is always stay at the Awani. Bill's has already done it.
Yeah, whatever your wedding night.
Oh, and I did it too.
The Awani, for those that aren't local, the Awani is a hotel, a historic hotel in Yosemite Valley, in the heart of Yosemite National Park.
Queen of England has stayed there. Yeah, presidents have stayed there.
Queen of England has stayed there. Presidents. Celebrities,
Jesus,
of all eras.
Jesus H. Christ has stayed there.
It's a beautiful hotel.
Jennifer Aniston was pictured looking out her window. Yep. At,
I pointed it out to Michael. Well, that's the window.
That's the window Jennifer Aniston was famously pictured at.
He's all, well, Queen Elizabeth.
That was like right above our window, our room. We had the room overlooking the corner of the patio.
Yeah. Our room was fancy.
It was the it had to be the worst room in the and they wanted
joint. But it that's okay. Not to fine. Me because the coffee and the tea in the lobby were right outside my door. So I was able to step out there and get like repeated cups of tea over and over.
That's so fantastic. How comfortable were those beds?
Awesome. Comfortable bed, very comfortable
very
bed.
Very comfortable. I was out.
Yep.
Well, you're out, but like, I wanted to explain. We had there were unfortunately, I didn't get audio of either of these three. Damn it. But there were three yelling incidents that Becky.
Three
different people got yelled at by Becky. It was
three?
Awesome.
I don't remember the third.
Actually, there was four, technically
no, there
four.
Weren't. Yeah. Who?
Who are you yelling at?
Okay, well, we go.
No,
we
have, Michael, you can't tell all my secrets. Yeah, okay, go for it.
No, come on.
We were aggravated.
Well, we're unfortunately saddled with our anniversary being on Memorial Day weekend. So that's dogged us all our lives. Is like for doing planning something
pretty
on
much.
The same weekend as
13
our
years.
Anniversary.
What's wrong with you? Who does it on a holiday?
We had to, man. We got that was our spot we got for our place we got married.
You threatened them.
This is not what this so, is but what this mean. Year I've been wanting to go to the Awani forever, and this year we got in for Memorial Day weekend. We know not to go to Yosemite on Memorial Day. It's the worst weekend to go to Yosemite. Yeah. As far as people wise, it's a good weekend to go for the valley itself, but
yeah,
it's not good for people.
It's but fucking beautiful.
So they're like, yeah. Don't come between 10 and 3. That's when it's the height of people in the park. They'll go to 10. All right. It's like, all right, we went about 3:30. We got up to the gate. Nobody at the gate, like right up to the gate. Boom, boom. The guy was
like,
just.
Have great
the
time.
Guy was just like talking our ear off, like at the gate. He was just like, whatever, bro. And we drive in. Go,
his second car's been here all day.
Yeah. Like, like, man, I'm so glad somebody came up to the gate here.
Totally acting like that.
And we drive into the park. Nobody in front of us. Nobody behind us. Clear sailing all the way to the Wawona Tunnel. We get out the Wawona Tunnel. And there's, you know, obviously people there. That's like one of the most picturesque spots in the world on Earth.
Yep.
On this planet, you come out of the Wawona Tunnel,
park right to the left.
Top three and most picturesque spots yep. there are in on yeah. Earth. That's not an exaggeration. Okay. It's you walk into a postcard, and it's busy. It's like okay. Like
if you ever have a chance to go to Yosemite,
you go get a picture taken.
Yeah, we're like we'll do that later. Like
we live like 2 hours away though.
We're gonna do that later. We start going down the hill from the tunnel and then traffic stops. We're like, oh shit, what's going on?
And we think it's just a little thing.
It turns out like it took us 2 hours, to get from that tunnel to the Awani.
Oh shit!
It was back, and it was just that far backed up, and you would just go like three cars, and then you would just sit there
crossword
for a while.
Puzzles.
Three cars. It was it was rough.
Wow.
So yeah. We're going through. So we're like,
that's tough.
For 2 hours, we're dealing with this, and so we finally get up. So we're getting up to a point where, the first point where you can turn around because the Yosemite Valley goes. It's basically a one way.
Yeah.
The circle around the valley.
Big loop.
Yeah.
And the first point where you can actually turn left and go to the other side, we finally get up to that point. It's been about 2 hours at this point, and they're like turning everyone away. And they're like, go around.
Just to get out of the
and
park.
And this first kid, that ranger that comes up, like this German kid, like he was barely could speak English. And he's get like, he's like, no, park's closed. Turn around, park's closed. Turn around. No, you can't go. He's like Arnold's kid.
I'll crush you.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, I crush you.
Look at my muscle.
So Becky, here's person number one that Becky has to yell at, you see me? And she's like, you gotta be kidding.
I didn't say that. I said, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, are you fucking kidding? And he goes, no kidding.
I was really frustrated.
No kidding. Park closed.
2 hours, guys.
Park closed. Turn around. No kidding.
And we have, Awani is not cheap.
No, and you can't cancel reservations.
Yeah,
while you can't they won't after let you've us. Already supposed no. to have checked in. Like,
yeah, we would have had a you're huge paying fight for on it. Our hands, yeah,
and we're like, whoa. So there's another ranger further down. I'm like, well, let's go up to this guy and ask him what's going on. Like, and I actually pulled off. And
Mike's
and
like, I'm not eating this.
And we get him to come up.
We are.
And Becky's like. Becky's like, we need to go to the, we're going to the Awani. He's like, no, park's closed. You can't come through here. Like, no, you don't understand. We're staying at the Awani. We need to go through. He's like, no, park's closed. Come back in 3 hours. It'll be fine.
I told him, I'm not fucking around in there. I'm not dicking around. I'm not some tourist, like, dicking around. I have
fucking around.
Reservations. This is Mike's life.
And then I'm like, I'm not.
New Jersey, guys.
I go, we just endured that for 2 hours. We're not going to kind of come back around. Well, you have to. It's closed. We're closed. I go, I'm not fucking eating $600.
It's that much.
We got to come through. And then he's like, oh, hold on a second. He's like.
It's fucking
$600. Chicken nuggets, fries.
He's like,
oh. Large Coke.
Then he goes, okay, you can come through. But he's all, but it's going to be backed up over there, too.
I was like, I figured. That's fine. Thank you. And then I was like, I'm sorry. I've been in the car for 2 hours. And I apologized. I did.
Yes.
I did tell
as soon as like he's going to let us go, then we're like, oh, let's go, man. You. Oh, you're the greatest, bro. I love you, man.
No, fuck. You know what?
I'm sorry.
You know what would have cleared that up real quick? You step
20
right
bucks.
In, you step right outside with a pair of nunchucks, and they will fucking be scared.
Yeah.
We almost like, oh, with our shit. Daughter,
yeah. I've seen a
daughter that would have been miserable.
Oh, yeah. Thank God we didn't take our daughter.
I would have taken her out of the car. I would have hiked into the valley. She and I would have been on, like, I would have just
done yeah.
I
but no, I've been in Yosemite when park rangers took down this drunk guy, and he had to sit in the jail for 3 days until the judge showed up. They got like one judge.
Mm hmm.
It's a federal. You're on federal land. You're on
federal land. If you smoke pot, that's a federal offense.
Mm-hmm. And the guy, like, he was like arguing with. I was just
no misdemeanors
there. He was like, you know, the ranger told me you're gonna have to wait till the judge comes up here on Monday, and this was like Friday night. He's like, what? He's like, you don't know who I am. He's like, no, that's all right, bro. You're gonna have to wait until Monday. Okay. So the guy had to sit in jail for 3 days because he was just drunk in public. But so but like
once we got to the Awani, yeah.
Oh yeah. So once we got the Awani, so now that's two people we've had to yell at, and we got the Awani. What was weird is once we got through there,
there was nobody
back in there.
Like once we got to the Awani,
even though the Awani was booked.
Once you go past the market, like they weren't even letting people back into the market. We had to tell them we have reservations at the Awani, and she's like, "Okay, you can."
Yeah, that girl was just like, "Oh yeah, you're cool."
And then what sucked is when we checked in, we told the girl at the desk, and she's all, "Oh no, people with accommodations should be allowed in the park." I'm like, "Oh, that's great."
They should be allowed. Freaking
verbally harass a ranger to get in.
If they don't make it, it's not on us. It's on
them. So yeah, I will never go during that weekend again. I'm going to go during the off season. I like during winter because it's beautiful there and nobody's there. And there's still a lot of hikeable trails in the wintertime. You just have to be prepared a little more. You have to be.
I got caught in a snowstorm driving out of Yosemite. Unless you're a snow
camper. Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was bad.
Really? Yeah, well, that road's rough.
That was really bad.
It was really rough, yeah.
Yeah, that was the last time we drove. We were in Yosemite.
Mm-hmm. Yosemite.
Chains on. It was bad. Couldn't even see the road. Everything was white. It was awful. That was, like, not good.
So, yeah, we got there in time to at least have dinner and chill out. And so, like, we're in bed. It's getting late. It's almost 11. And, like, what's weird is... we shared a hallway with one other room. Like there was a door that we shared with one other room. Like, we had to unlock a door to get into a hallway that became our door and our neighbor's door.
And our neighbors just pretended like
we're. So we shared there. A hallway with them. Okay. So, like, these neighbors are like, it was like their room was like a suite. So the, I saw it at one point, it was open. So they had like two or three rooms in their room. And so they would, they basically either were just assholes and didn't give a shit that we're there or didn't realize that we were there. So they were just banging and banging, banging all night. And
oh, we're fucking?
Yeah, no, no. No, just fucking like, being assholes. Assholes, just family. Loud as like shit.
A family, yeah.
And we're just kind of putting up with it. And then finally, like, they had the desk come up for something. Somebody from the desk come up. And this guy at the desk was just banging on the door because they weren't coming to the door.
It was late.
And then finally they came to the door and they were just loud as fuck. And Becky just goes, would you shut the fuck up? There's people in here. It's 11 o'clock at fucking night.
I had had a few beers, I admit. We were relaxing.
So there's number,
we're having a good time.
Yell number three. It was awesome. It was good. Sometimes I'm uncomfortable.
Did they quiet when down afterwards? Yelling at people,
but this was, I was like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, did they quiet down afterwards?
Yeah. They nobody said shit afterward. It was quiet as fuck after that.
Yeah. They knew they pissed me off.
So, no. And then the next day we went on a hike, went up to Muir. It's a real easy little hike up to Muir Lake. Beautiful little hike. And we're hiking through the trail, and there's this group of tourists on horses.
On losing, I wasn't paying attention. They were, and they were like losing control of everything. And I was, Mike and I were just kind of laughing. But we were like off to the side. We were
laughing.
We were not in their way at all.
No, we were like walking. They were all on the taking up the path. So we just kind of made our own path. That's
why it was kind of annoying because she wasn't paying attention to the fact that we were paying attention to that.
Yeah. And we were just like off to the side trying to get through their little section. And then this little freaking 20-year-old. That was like running this little tourist thing.
And
by the
way, she had like 10 tourists that didn't know how to ride their horses. They were all like twirling in circles and up on the hill.
Now, were they
like
horses or were they mules?
Oh.
They were mules.
And
jackasses.
She goes, could you two take a path over here? Because what was it she said? Like,
because they kick and they can get really aggravated by you. I'm like, okay.
And Becky's like, I know how to deal with horses.
And I do. My dad is.
You mean mules?
I've had horses since I was 14 years old.
But these are mules.
We were already. There was no reason for her to talk to us. That's like, what we was were annoying.
Off the path.
There was no reason for her to deal with. She has her own shit to deal with. There's no reason for her to even pay attention to us. And she says this. We're like, okay, we let her go. And then she goes,
fuck everyone.
And then she goes, and then Becky's like, thank you. I know how to deal with it. Thank you. And we kept walking. And then as we were walking away, we hear her say, well, these are mules. So you have to watch. They'll kick you. They're mules. And we're like, oh, okay. And then Becky started just mimicking her. Becky goes, these are mules. Oh my God, these are mules. And then we could hear them like retaliating, like they were laughing too, and it was just.
No, I made fun of her. I
know
like,
you made fun of her, but then they said something. They,
and I go
then
to I heard them laughing. And get drunk every night. That's all I said to her. Because those kids do. They all work there. They get fucked up every night, and then they wake up and do their jobs in Yosemite. And fucking, I don't blame them.
And you didn't get any of this on video, Mike?
And by the way, guys, she had an American flag shirt on with a bandana, so.
Was she very nice?
She's a nice buddy. So she didn't need to fuck around with us, so I fucked around with her. Whatever.
There you go.
Bitch.
You bitch.
Bitch.
You didn't realize you're dealing with podcasters.
You didn't realize you were dealing with my insane ass. I am psycho. Not really.
All right.
Nunchucks. If you have nunchucks, it solves all your problems.
I'm just sassy. I just don't back down. That's the problem. And I probably
You're like Tom Petty.
I probably should
you
be
You won't
nicer,
back down.
But I don't back down. I won't back down.
I think that's what somebody in that little tour group said. And I was like, damn, she's like Tom. That girl's like Tom Petty.
She won't back down. Anyways, then we went hiking. You're and then right. We had a really good time after that.
Yosemite, it's that amazing, beautiful place.
Yeah. Oh, no, I also,
great place
I also
to eat
got that, mad at the guy who we asked directions from. Oh. We were like, oh, where's the closest path? And he's
oh,
like,
oh, yeah, that guy was an asshole,
you just
too.
Walk anywhere and there's a path there. And I looked at him and I was like, we're just asking you where it is. You don't have to be a jerk.
No, you said you don't have to be
an asshole.
Ass.
He deserved
it.
No,
he was. He was an asshole.
He was being an asshole. He was being a cocky little fuck. You get drunk every night in house.
No, because there's like a trail that goes right by the Awani.
Mm-hmm, that's
but
off
the we just looked briefly, like didn't see it. So and the bellhops are right there. So I'm just like, oh hey, where's that trail that goes right along here, the trailhead?
He's
and
he
like
anywhere
it was like the first trail. Time he'd ever heard trailhead or something. He's like, oh, you just go anywhere and start walking. Like okay.
So I
right out that door, buddy.
I was like, fuck you. I'm staying here today. Fuck you.
So basically, the seasonal help isn't that great in Yosemite.
People that work in Yosemite, some are there like just between, you know, going to college or whatnot, but some are there because they're trying to hide from shit or they can't get a job.
Trying to hide from shit.
I got to get away from some shit.
I got some shit going on.
I'm in deep in
Fresno.
I'm going
to go work in Yosemite this season.
I'm in fucking deep in Fresno.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to us all these years, or if this is the first time, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
It's time for a music break. We're going to hear a little classic when the time when Patrick Contreras was on Dorktown and played live.
That's right.
For all the peoples, and we enjoyed it.
And he wore his sunglasses that night.
He did, huh?
He did.
He still looked cool.
That's right.
And it was wonderful. So let's hear
pretty
from our
cool,
old patio in the old studio, Vaughn's Picnic Pavilion. The Fresno Wolfball League's Vaughn's Picnic Pavilion.
That's the best.
Damn.
We used to have bands.
Yeah.
We used to have people. We're fucking nobodies now, man. See, we're like washed up. We're washed up podcasters. Hey, we could have been contenders.
Could have been a contender. But we could have been somebody.
We never made it to the big game.
Patrick Contreras on Dorktown 187. Awesome is what
happened.
Awesome.
That was totally acoustic, man.
It's still on.
You're still on?
Oh, yeah, Bells.
There was one part in that which reminded me of Axl Rose at the end of Don't Cry.
Oh, yeah.
It was like an... yeah, it was fucking awesome, man. That was a fucking Axl Rose ending right there. Yeah. Before Chinese Democracy.
All right, thank you, Patrick Contreras. From the patio, from the
beautiful.
Past.
Very beautiful.
From the past of Dorktown. Time traveling.
I get all emotional.
I really wish we would have had a remote set up. Because we used to do remotes all the time, and now we don't go out anymore. We should have done a remote when we went to Teppanyaki. We went to Teppanyaki as a group.
We did.
In a non-podcast related event.
So fun.
And, man, we should have done a remote
from
there.
We ate food, drank beer.
Damn it.
They
I'm just
good
so
beer.
Not. I'm like, I've lost my edge for doing like thinking to start recording this. Damn it! Got to get it back.
I'm getting old, man.
Got to get my edge back.
Got your
podcasting edge back.
We stay at home and make meals, and we don't go out as much.
Oh
my
gosh!
Drink and
I could do a remote from my pool now that pool season is finally begun.
That's not too much fun though. You take your clothes off and you get in the pool. I don't want to go in the pool.
Yeah,
pool I don't want to go in there when you're fucking nude.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you? My nudeness doesn't. It's not like you're not going to get like germs from my nudeness.
Yes.
You're nude in the pool anyway, with just like a shorts over yourself.
Nope. It's not the same.
So it's like the same.
Nope.
You think your swim trunks like protect,
you know those little,
protect from you know like those little nude germs?
You know those thought
I'm
waves?
I'm getting nude germs.
You know those thought waves that Aquaman would send to fucking things? You know, see the
Aquaman!
That's the shit that comes out of your pubic area when you're nude in the pool.
Ooh. Huh.
Aquaman.
Well,
waves
what if I shave?
Of like dirtiness.
What if I manscape?
I don't know.
If you manscape. I will pay for it.
Pay for it?
I'm going to need to film it a little.
Film it. Is there a manscaping business in Fresno?
Well, there's everyone. All those places will take you.
All those places? Yeah. There's a place in Fresno that will
wax
manscape
everything?
Me?
All of them will.
What do you mean
they
all of them?
They don't care if you're male or female.
Really?
They'll
if I go to some
shit.
Like 50-year-old Asian woman, will
wax your taint.
Will wax my nude body. Will
yes.
I will get nude and they will wax it
yes.
And that's legal.
That is legal. You keep your underwear on and you like pull it up in different positions.
That's what I'm saying. You can't keep your underwear on if you're going to properly
do it.
If I'm going to properly wax myself down there.
There are people that do it, yes.
How about you? Can't get your whole taint if you got. Well, I don't know.
I don't think Cass wants to do that for me.
I don't think she does.
I mean,
no.
It's cool.
Taint clear?
No, that would be weird. But she probably wouldn't think it's weird. She does it every day. It's not a weird thing.
You clear taint?
I see small pieces every day. Now come on in.
Come on in.
Rip, rip, rip. Snip, snip. Ah, that's a good job.
Yep.
See genitalia all day and it's legal. And you don't have to be a doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something tells me I wouldn't want to do that.
You are a sicko. FYI, everyone. Just to add to the conversation. You're a sicko.
Well, I listened to Beardy and the Beast did a nice little thing, talked about us, our 10-year thing, our Beardy and the Beast podcast.
That's right.
They used it as a jumping off, which was very smart. I don't know why I didn't think of it. Used our 10 years as a jumping off point to, like, you know, let's look at what was happening 10 years ago.
That's right. I listened to the podcast.
Yeah. Look at that, Bells. Huh? Look at Beardy. Beardy and the Beast, you got Bells to listen to a podcast that wasn't ours.
Only because you said that you talked about us.
You're like, oh, you talked about us? I'll listen.
Yep.
I'm
a narcissist.
There were many podcasts where I listened to, like, just on the off chance that they might mention Dork Down. That's like a big podcaster on podcaster listening where, like, they might mention us. Also, I'll listen. But I don't listen to those anymore.
Yeah.
I don't bother with them.
There is one thing you did miss on the list of all the things from 2005.
Beardy. What did they miss?
2005 was also the year that the Barstow Boozers won the Fresno Wiffle Ball League Championship.
Yeah, how could they miss that?
2005.
How could they miss that?
That is also where this podcast originated from, because that was when the very first podcast were your Wiffle Ball podcast.
Yeah, well, they were after Dorktown.
Wiffle Fresno.
They were before it.
No, the Wiffle Ball podcast was not before Dorktown.
Sure about that?
I am positive about that.
It started it all.
No, Wiffle, it was Wifflecast.
Wiffle Fresno.
Well, that's the
that was before Dorktown.
The podcast wasn't, though. It was after Dorktown.
Wrong.
No, it wasn't.
Listen to it.
It started before that. What are you talking about, Michael? You did that wrong. Before because you wanted to talk Wiffle about Ball sports League. And like
the Wiffle Ball League might have been before Dorktown, but I'm saying like the podcast wasn't before Dorktown. We did not do
it.
No,
I thought it was.
Right. No, I am right. I am goddamn it right. Don't challenge me on podcast. Fucking
I don't
info.
Know, Bells.
I don't know either.
Yeah, we did used to do a Wiffle Ball podcast too. That's back right. In the day.
That was the first
one. That was one of the pod fades.
It was the first
one. I also did a Fresno Falcons podcast for a little bit, which was our minor league hockey team here, which is now no longer.
Yes, you did. That's right. We used to go take pictures of them.
Killed it.
I remember that.
Fresno Falcons podcast. So those are the two podcasts that that I started that are no longer around. But I would love the Wiffle Ball podcast would have been awesome if we still play Wiffle Ball. But
who the hell wants to do that now?
I do. My arm can't do it anymore, though. Can barely pick up my kid. It's so wrecked from Wiffle Ball. Wiffle Ball injuries.
Yeah, it's a rough
sport. Who was on the
sport.
Wiffle Ball team?
Nobody cares. Oh, Aaron Ford. That's all
songs.
You need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Songs were on
begins
my team.
And ends with Aaron Ford, our first guest on Dorktown. First Dorktown episode one. It was just an interview. That was the first at Dorktown. I was interviewing our friend Aaron, who is moving from Fresno, and we just asked him about Fresno stuff, and he just told us old Fresno stories. And that was the first episode of Dorktown.
Then they started making out.
And then we made out. So
they finger banged each other.
So listen to last Beardy and the Beast episode because they do.
You never
about
been in a
cool.
finger bang cool. sesh with them before.
They did finger bangs, but they do butt plug finger bangs.
Because
they only have butt plugs.
I got into it with Podcast Movement. Podcast Movement on Twitter. I did a little Twitter battle. Podcast Movement is like a conference, podcaster conference, and their main speaker is Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck's is like dickhead radio TV guy.
Yeah.
And so I basically said, a lot of people are kind of pissed that Glenn Beck is the keynote speaker at this podcast movement because he's not a podcaster.
No.
So, and he's also a dick. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why? What the hell? So I basically just said, adding podcast movement, saying, yeah, I'm not so into a non-podcaster being the keynote speaker at Podcast Movement. Probably not not into that. And then they immediately replied like, oh, but have you checked out all the other speakers at the movement? I was like, and then they didn't, then they did a second reply like, oh, because I said, you know, I didn't like Glenn Beck being the guy at the podcast movement. He's like, oh, he's not the guy. I was like, well, if he's a keynote speaker, he's the guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
And they said, and they basically the reply was, well, there's other people speaking too.
You're right. Carlos Mencia is going to be. We don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Paul Rodriguez, comedian, he's going to open
up. There's other people. I'm just kind of frustrated how. Right now, this past year,
Kobe might
good
be there.
Good for you for calling them out on that. Who did you do that out, down under?
It's just on Dorktown, using Dorktown's Twitter. Because Dorktown I see as the leader of the podcasting. Like, if I'm going to talk about something podcasting related on Twitter.
Oh, so if shit goes down.
We take the shit.
I we make the shit.
Dorktown takes the shit. I don't use perfect pour.
Perfect pour. It's all ass kissing.
I'm the
off.
Only one
yeah.
strong
brown
enough
noser.
To be able to take the down.
Dorktown's the one that gets into the shit.
Fucking brown noser, dude. You
I'm
kiss
always
ass.
In the shit.
I'm gonna call you a Gemini.
Isn't that appropriate?
You two-faced motherfucker. You.
Isn't it appropriate for if there's gonna be some shit talking on Twitter, it should be the Dorktown account should be used, right?
You're a real piece of shit.
You're a real piece of shit, Mike.
Fuck. You piece of shit.
You piece of shit. So, yeah, look at our Twitter feed, at Dorktown, and you'll see a little exchange with Podcast Movement. Because, damn it, we need to have respect, because we've been here for 10 years. We are the leading hangout, longest-running hangout-style podcast.
Granted, we haven't had any guests in a while.
That's okay.
It's all right. We'll see on our next episode. Is
That's
our going to be our
focused
10 year celebration?
Podcasts.
And here it is.
Perfect pour.
I think that we should do. I've been trying to think of what special thing can we do other than having some friend. For one, I think we should have any network people in town that wants to be here. Should be here. Such as like Josh and Hillary and Matt and Nick and whoever. Wants to be here.
And like Trent
can't be here.
He can be on Skype.
If somebody wants to fly Trent in.
Or Skype.
Skype him in. We can Skype him in at least.
Well, we are. Yeah.
So it'd be cool to have all the network people here at one time. And then we haven't done anything live. We haven't done a live chat. We haven't done a video cam for years.
We don't need to do video cam.
Video cam.
We're not doing
What if I point the video in like
Instagram
a corner?
What if I point that video up your fucking ass?
I just point it in the corner and then you can like get on it if you want.
Fuck you.
No.
This is what I deal with here.
This is not fuck you. Something we're into. You,
piece
we
of shit.
But I'm saying you're not,
this.
You wouldn't be on.
Why don't you put your perfect
video
pour on
this
camera?
You want to be.
Why don't you put your perfect pour on camera?
We will if somebody Patreon.
Why don't you go film beards?
Authentic to the podcast and not do that.
All right.
Yeah, film beards.
Keep telling
man.
You this.
Film beards. Yeah. I'll just have a beards Matt's like beard cam. A
bunch of beard suds soaked all over it.
Just a close up of Matt's beard. All right. Well, that's kind of the
like birds rough, living out of it, like Peter's
the rough
did,
plan and
Family Guy. Yeah, the big beard. Yeah. Birds live in it.
That's kind of the rough plan. It's just going to be network people celebrating, Dorktown network people just hanging out, celebrating, and we'll at least do a live chat. Apparently, we're not going to do a live camera. So look for that in 2 weeks on a Saturday night. We'll be just hanging out, having the Dorktown party, and you can live listen at least, not watch. Of course, because that'd be terrible.
Wouldn't
we
live
used to
listen.
Be on stick cam. We used to do stick
wouldn't
cam.
Wouldn't live listen be technically radio, or is it because
no.
it's streaming through?
Radio is on a device
frequency,
sending out a frequency. We're not radio. We're not internet radio.
Okay.
I respect to our internet radio friends.
Fuck okay. your internet.
We are not internet. The podcasting.
Live,
fuck
though,
your
podcast.
The on demand. Okay. The on-demand portion of podcasting is what is cool, And what should be always focused on, if you have a podcast,
fuck your podcast.
You need to be focused on your listener that listens when they want to listen.
Fuck your listener.
Not the live listener. The live listener.
Fuck the live people.
Fuck the chat. Fuck the chat people. Fuck the live listener. Your podcast is for the person that's listening on their iPhone, on their device.
So you're dissing what you're about to do.
Yes, this is true. I'm not a fan of live, the chat and stuff, but add a element, a special element, because it's 10 years.
Fuck
that's
element.
That's okay.
We do it once for this thing.
Okay.
Fuck this thing.
But all no right. camera.
No camera.
Fucking camera.
Fuck cameras. When you hear the moment, you know what that means. When you hear the tunes.
It's time for the Fonzie A.
I want to give a Fonzie A out to Kunisama.
Kunisama.
Tepanyaki. On the dirtier side.
Tepanyaki.
On the dirtier side of the taint district.
I will concur your Fonzie, because this is finally we have a teppanyaki place that has good beer.
Yeah.
So many Japanese restaurants just will get fucking standard beer. This place has good beer.
The beer I wanted though was out, so I just got an Asahi. Anyhow,
great bottle selection. Good beers on tap.
It's like, Food's great. It's so good that if I was in that area, I would just go to that bar. I wouldn't even worry, you know, if I don't feel like going to, I'd just go to the bar and have a beer because they've got it's solid enough selection to just go there and drink.
Yeah.
That you've never been able to say that about a Japanese place.
Yeah. But if you've never been to a Japanese teppanyaki, if you ever do go, get the sake bomb. It is a beer, and they drop a sake shot into
those are good.
Let me tell you about sake bombs.
Uh-oh. That was a sake bomb opinion.
You want to do sake bombs. What you do is you take premium sake and plum wine and mix it together.
That is so good. I love plum
wine. And suck that thing down.
Wow.
My mom used to let me drink plum wine when I was a teenager with her.
Kick your ass.
I don't know why that's a memory. It is.
Let me tell you something. Kick your ass.
Tell you something.
You wake up not knowing what happened. Wondering, shit, something happened to me?
Not a lot going on in the Star Wars as far as news, as far as The Force Awakens. although I did hear there is a somebody put together basically the whole movie. All the hitting points, and I listened, so I know I know how the movie goes down.
That's predictable too though.
I know everything in the movie now. I've been spoiled. So that's about it.
Yeah.
Go to get off my podcast.
Kunisama's.
We talk about Harrison. Kunisama's on the day. There you go.
It's good.
I'm just gonna listen to music now. Like last week where I left the room and just let you guys
and I fell asleep. Poor Belle.
See, that's the kind of shit I love about podcasting that isn't on enough. If you go to the last episode, 186, during this time when the music's playing, I had to go in and deal with my child. Our kid had woken up during this section, so I went in and Becky was asleep while the show was going on. And like this woke Becky up that I left. And during this time, you hear Becky go, "What? Where's Mike?" Like, you hear her literally waking up. It's like, you don't hear that kind of shit on podcasts. And I fucking love it. I love that shit. And nobody does enough of that. And
we're the best. We're the first one.
Did I fall asleep? We're the best. I'm probably the only podcaster that falls asleep on the air. Maybe I could take that claim.
Sean Connery would say you're best.
Oh, dude.
Falls asleep during recordings. Sometimes when you don't hear me for a while, that's probably
you're like, oh, Becky's probably asleep. Yep. She hasn't spoken for 20 minutes.
She's not like just not involved in the conversation. She's asleep.
Yep.
She's just asleep.
We just keep going.
They just look
professionals.
Right.
Professionals, motherfucker.
Yep. Fucking professionals.
We should conduct.
They don't even care that I'm here.
We should do a podcast.
I had to hold my own, man, and I did.
You did.
I fucking held my own.
Held it.
He did. I remember I woke up, I like heard you kind of like chat and look at him. He gave me the sideways look, like, shut the fuck up, Becky.
Yeah, I'm trying to conduct.
I'm trying to do things. You can go back to sleep, you bitch.
Oh,
shut up. Yeah, go back to sleep. Bitch. Close your eyes, bitch.
Fonzie A to Mike Oz, a former guest on Dorktown. Mike Oz of Yahoo Sports, who lives in Fresno.
The Wizard of Oz Gator.
He has started another good podcast job, called the Stew Pod, a baseball podcast called That's The Stew rad. Pod.
That's a good idea.
It's a good baseball. As a baseball nerd, I loved it. That's cool. They've got two episodes out.
Oh, really?
Look I need for to listen the to Stew that. Pod. We should have Mike back on to talk about
he
that.
Is so come on back, guys. Mike. You really need to Mike listen Oz. To that. If you want a sports podcast to listen to, I highly baseball. Suggest Mike.
I won't listen to it. I don't want to listen to baseball.
DorktownPodcast.com.
I swear to God, I don't.
DorktownPodcast.com. At Dorktown on Instagram and Twitter. And if you would like to give us an iTunes review, that'd be awesome. If you'd like to call us for our 10 years of podcasting, leave us a message so we can play it on the next episode. 559-492-0542. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Thanks.
Jera, call us.
JK, where is JK?
Let us know you guys are okay.
JK? Will JK show up?
10 years, please, just call. Just will leave a JK, message.
JK, will you show?
Fuck, JK, you don't, even have to, you don't even have to speak. You just, when you call, just push number 9. Let it beep. And we'll know you're okay.
Yes. Please right. do that, JK. Please do it. Will this happen? Next episode.
Just leave that Damn message, it. Please.
JK, please. Where is
JK? Just want to make sure you're okay.
Where is JK?